Thanks so much. It's really a pleasure to be with you guys here today to talk a little bit about the work that we're doing in Los Angeles County around advancing a health and all policies framework. I don't have any relationships. So as most of us probably know, and I think as we've heard throughout this conference so far, that really the prime drivers of health are the social, environmental, and behavioral factors. And the policies that are happening in the non-health sectors are really key to needing to address kind of these underlying determinants of health. So I think that there's a large recognition of that. But then I think for many folks it can be overwhelming when we start to consider how it is that we then go about concretely starting to work with and engage these other sectors. And so one of the things that I did a few years ago with some colleagues from CDC and NACHO was to develop this framework. It's a strategies for implementing health and all policies, and we looked across at different kinds of cross-sector work that were going on at the local, state, and national levels, and kind of thought about how we could kind of categorize those and really describe this and start to make it concrete for people. So there's seven big buckets here, and I'll just run through them quickly. This is synthesized in a manuscript that I have the link to at the end, so that I can help make that available. The first is really through partnerships, you know, getting the right partnerships, getting the coalition together, getting the group together, and there's many different ways that could happen. The second is through decision making, and I think we've heard about some of those things here today. We could do things like health impact assessment, we could have checklists, we can have rapid kind of reviews, but really these kind of concrete ways to integrate health criteria into decision making. The next one is more integrated research evaluation and data systems. I think it's really important when you're looking at, for example, program evaluation to look at its impacts on a wide range of health determinants. Integrating data systems obviously can also help facilitate these kinds of things. The next bucket is funding, really identifying mechanisms to incentivize and create these kind of coordinated fundings, like joint FOAs from multiple departments, for example. Communications and messaging, I think this is really a big backbone of some of the health and all policies work, starting to really message that this is not only good for health, this is good for youth well-being, you know, for example, things like that. Workforce capacity, which again, I think we've heard a lot of examples here today about the need for training, the need for cross-training, the need to embed staff in different agencies and really start to understand the day-to-day work of the other sectors. And then finally, accountability structures, fostering kind of joint performance monitoring and things like that. So what I'm going to do with the rest of my time is just talk about how in LA County, we've used this framework to conduct a range of different cross-sector activities. I will say that the work in LA County has definitely been a little more bottom-up in terms of there isn't a formal ordinance or a formal requirement to be doing this. It's been a little bit more, the different pieces of health have kind of come together more in a sector specific kind of way. So for example, we have the kind of built environment transportation efforts. We have a really strong integrated kind of housing effort now. And the piece that I lead is actually our piece related to education and juvenile justice. So I'm going to talk about some of the projects that I've done. So the first thing we did when we wanted to really start expanding our work in promoting the social determinants of education, we recognized that to do this, we needed to start with the right group of partners. And so we started looking around for what was going on in the county at the time. This was about 3 years ago. And what I found was this group, the Los Angeles County School Attendance Task Force. It's led by our presiding judge of the children's courts. And as you can see here on the slide, it's a very multidisciplinary group of stakeholders. It has a lot of our county departments already there, our school districts, as well as community perspectives that are all working. So instead of creating another body, I just joined this one. I asked if I could join. There was no one from public health there. They said, great. So I started really going and listening to what they were doing, learning about their priorities. We started working on a few joint projects, some of which I'll discuss today. I've not only helped them on kind of project-specific stuff now, but also in terms of ongoing development, for example, helping them with some strategic planning efforts, partnership development, et cetera. So one of the first things we worked on together was a health impact assessment, and this was really assessing the costs and benefits of providing free public transit passes to students. So this was a fairly traditional health impact assessment. It included both health and economic considerations, which is a little atypical. You can see some of the methods here, but really what I wanted to emphasize is that this really collaborative project helped build trust, demonstrate our value added, illustrate interconnections between sectoral goals, really illustrate why public health was there, and was a springboard for additional collaboration. So this was our first project. One of the other things we've worked on is a joint kind of policy and program agenda, and this was to help identify the highest priority recommendations for reducing truancy. It kind of clarified the current state of the truancy reduction system in Los Angeles County and really identify opportunities for enhancement. We used a Delphi process, which is kind of an integrated process with multiple rounds of feedback and kind of feeding data back to people. We collected data through web-based surveys and focus group, and really this was done to help inform strategic planning. We've also worked toward some more integrated research efforts. We worked with them to do a community-partnered research project where we helped to understand youth experiences with the current state of the truancy reduction system. So the last project was much more of like a system internal kind of analysis, but this was the point where we really went back to the community. We worked in a community-partnered, we worked with a community-based organization to do it as a truly partnered research project. And it was a qualitative study of youth kind of lived experiences through in-depth interviews. And really it was to obtain youth perspectives and recommendations. And again, we kind of synthesized information, fed it back to the group, and helped inform kind of their ongoing process for how they wanted to prioritize the work. The last thing I'll mention was a more traditional program evaluation. And this was an evaluation of the Los Angeles County Teen Court Program, which is a juvenile justice system diversion program to keep youth out of the traditional justice system. So it's a program where youth are judged by their peers and then receive kind of restorative sentences like community service, counseling, that kind of thing, to help address the underlying needs. We've worked closely to do a comprehensive process and impact evaluation of this work. We used data from the administrative databases, the probation data systems. We've done structured observations of the program as it's happening. We've also done key informant interviews with the youth, with those who are going through the program. And so why did we do this? Really, it was because it was an excellent opportunity to inform decision making, and I think it's had wide-reaching impacts on this program itself, as well as how people think about using data. I just have a few lessons learned here on this slide, and really, for me, what's been crucial is being seen as a credible source for assessment and evaluation expertise. I think in all of my work, I've tried to bring data, you know, from different sources to help inform decision-making, and I think that's gained a trust from a lot of different groups. Linking to existing collaborations and partnerships and really starting with their goals has been really important. I didn't go in there and say, hey, let's work together to improve health. It was like, what are you doing? How can I help support you and build health in where it's appropriate? Being prepared to offer many types of tools. We've done, you know, evaluation, policy analysis. I think I was surprised not to hear any other, well, one little mention of health impact assessment, but that sometimes can be the main way people think about doing this work. But I think it's just one of many types of ways to do this work. And really just the need for enhanced messaging about why that there are these interconnections between our goals, both within our department as well as externally. So just moving forward, this is the last slide. We're going to continue to foster an infrastructure that allows for ongoing collaboration and look for additional opportunities to do this work, as well as potentially look for some more ways to kind of formalize and solidify this, for example, through some kind of overarching council, potentially through our work now with the My Brother's Keeper initiative, which I think is an excellent opportunity to advance the work between education and juvenile justice. So these are just references to the few products, as well as my acknowledgments and my contact information.
Do you have any questions for Lauren?
Sure.
Speak up.
So it sounds like you've gone really far in this type of work with partnerships, and you mentioned, you know, education and housing and the criminal justice. Roughly, kind of, How long did that take to build that, where you now are seen as a trusted partner that can contribute to their work in a kind of a reciprocal relationship from probably the start, where it was just like, give us some data and talk to each other?
Right. I mean, so the projects I've presented have been probably over about a 3-year period. I would say that I think I was able to gain the trust pretty quickly after the first kind of collaborative project, where I think people just valued the fact that I'm coming with this kind of assessment and data perspective. And so that, I think, really helped facilitate that right off. I think if our first project wouldn't have been so well received, or we hadn't done things in a way that made it structured that way, then it would have been probably more challenging to come back from that. But I think because the first project was such a success, where we listened and actually did what they wanted, that was very helpful and crucial.
Other questions? Do you have questions for any of the other panelists that you wanted to follow up on or have new? Otherwise, thank you very much. Can you give them a round of acknowledgement? Thank you very much.